Hello, it's Angel. I got a new toy. Let me tell you about my new toy. I really like getting off. I get off a lot. It's fun. It feels great. I have all sorts of fantasies. I just do. I just get off a lot. Anyways. So I like sex toys, and I love vibrators, and I go through them quite frequently. I don't know where, this is, I think in the double digits at this point of a replacement toy, because I do just kill the motors, because I get off so much. And when I ordered this toy, it's the original magic wand. If that means anything to you, it just had good reviews, so I got it. And it's a wand that you plug into an outlet. And when I got it, I opened up the box and it is heavy. Like, it's like a power tool heavy. And then I turned it on and I haven't used it yet. This will be the first time I've used it, because I've had it for like a week now, and it's so powerful. It's like the most powerful toy I've ever had. Like, I mean, it surpasses anything ever. And I'm very intimidated by it. And so I was trying to think of something I could do, to use it for the first time. And since, you know, I would love to have someone here just holding it for me and just making me take it. But that's not an option for me. So I'm on my own. So I'm going to, which I've done before and people seem to really like. So, I hope you enjoy this one. I'm going to do the hysterical literature, where I read part of a story, part of a book, while I have the wand on and against me. So I have the story of O, which is probably one of the most famous erotic novels, or well-known erotic novels. I'm not going to give you a literature lecture, but I think it's a very important novel in the world of erotica. So, all right. It's seriously, like, listen to this. This is just turning it on. It's terrifying. It's so loud. It's like a jackhammer. Seriously. Listen, like, oh my God, I'm going to have that against my clit. I'm crazy. Yes. Yes, I am. Look what I do for you guys. No, this is for me too. Don't worry. This is way more for me than for you. I haven't gotten off in a little bit, so. All right. Here we go. I'm very nervous. Okay. Fuck. Here we go. I'm so afraid to hit the switch. Okay, seriously, I'm gonna do it now. For real. I was such a wimp. Okay. So they fasten the collar and the bracelets to her neck and wrists, and the man told her to get up. He took her place on the fur ottoman, hauled her over till she was touching his knees, slipped his gloved hand between her thighs, and opened her breast, and explained to her that she would be presented that same evening after she had dined alone. She did, in fact, dine by herself, still naked, in a sort of little cabin, where an invisible hand passed the dishes to her through a small window in the door. Finally, when dinner was over, the two women came for her in the bedroom, They fastened the two bracelet rings together behind her back. They attached a long red cape to the ring of her collar and draped it over her shoulders. It covered her completely, but opened when she walked, since with her hands behind her back, she had no way of keeping it closed. One woman preceded her, opening the doors. The other followed, closing them behind her. They crossed a vestibule, two drawing rooms, and went into... Went into the library, where four men were having coffee. They were wearing the same long robes as the first, but no masks. And yet O did not have time to see their faces, or assertion whether her lover was among them. He was. For one of the men shone a light in her eyes and blinded her. Everyone remained stock still. Two women flanked her. The two women flanking her and the men in front studying her. Then the light went out. The women left, but O was blindfolded again. Then they made her walk forward. She stumbled slightly as she went, until she felt as she was standing in front of the fire around which the four men were seated. She could feel the heat. In the silence, she could hear quiet crackling of the burning logs. She was facing the fire. Two hands lifted her cape. Two others, after having checked to see that her bracelets were attached, descended the length of her back and buttocks. The hands were not gloved, and one of them penetrated her in both places at once so abruptly that she cried out and someone laughed. Someone else said, "Turn her around so we can see the breasts and the belly." They turned her around, and the heat of the fire was against her back. A hand seized one of her breasts, a mouth fastened on the tip of the other. But suddenly, she lost her balance and fell backward, supported by whose arms? While they opened her legs and gently spread her lips, hair grazed the insides of her thighs. She heard them saying that they would have to make her kneel down. This they did. She was extremely uncomfortable in this position, especially because they forbade her to bring her knees together, and because her arms pinned behind her forced her to lean forward. Then they let her rock back a bit so that she was half sitting on her heels, as nuns are wont to do. "You never tied her up?" "No, never." "And never whipped her?" "No, never whipped her either. But as a matter of fact..." It was her lover speaking. "As a matter of fact," the other voice went on, "if you do tie her up from time to time, or whip her just a little..." "She begins to like it. That's no good either. You have to get past the pleasure stage until you reach the stage of tears." And then they made O get up and were on the verge of untying her, probably in order to attach her to some pole or wall, when someone protested that he wanted to take her first, right there on the spot. So they made her kneel down again, this time with her bust on an ottoman, her hands still tied behind her, with her hips higher than her torso. Then one of the men, holding her with both hands on her hips, plunged into her belly. He yielded to a second. The third wanted to force his way in the narrower passage, and driving hard made her scream. When he let her go, sobbing and befouled by tears beneath her blindfold, she slipped to the floor only to feel someone's knees against her face, and she realized that her mouth was not to be spared. Finally, they let her go, a captive clothed in tawdry finery, lying on her back in front of the fire. She could hear glasses being filled and the sound of men drinking and the scraping of chairs. They put some more wood on the fire. All of a sudden, they removed her blindfold, the large room, the walls of which were lined lined with bookcases, was dimly lit by his. That was nice. I don't know what to say. Wow. It's like still just the orgasm is like coursing through my body right now. Wow. Oh. Okay, now I need someone to hold me and let me fall asleep in their arms. I don't usually have those kind of orgasms, but this one is very much so. Alright. Well, that's the introduction to the new toy in my toy box. I hope you liked it. I'll talk to you soon. Take care, everybody.